keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Kelsea Ballerini and her crew went to Vegas over the weekend for her bachelorette party, and she posted plenty of photos. Also videos that included bikini shots, mimosa shots, and a meeting with a superstar. But we'll start with the plane ride. She posted a clip of herself hamming it up in the aisle and imitating Kristen Wiig's character in Bridesmaids. Nice. As they got on the plane. In Vegas, they got hooked up with tickets to see Jennifer Lopez's show at Planet Hollywood. Wow. And as a superstar herself, Kelsea got to go backstage. She took a selfie with Jennifer and captioned it, "Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got." Jennifer Lopez also invited Kelsea Ballerini's whole squad backstage. There are also poolside photos in bride squad bathing suits. That one was captioned, "Friends that have matching wedgies together stay together." And a wonderful time was had by all. Kenny Chesney has been really vocal about not forgetting all the people who were affected by Hurricane Irma in the Virgin Islands,
right,
as well as on the continental United States. And apparently he was an active part of the evacuation effort. We now know that Kenny helped two teenagers evacuate St. John's. The storm had left them homeless. Winds ripped the roof off their house. They wanted to go to Philadelphia to be with their mom, but there were no commercial flights going out because of what was going on at the airport.
Right.
Somehow, word of this got back to Kenny, and he donated his private jet, but he did not want anyone to know. One of the boys said, quote, "I heard that a guy wanted to stay anonymous, so thank you very much." A CNN reporter is the one who made it public. Quote, "The brothers were told an anonymous donator had donated his private jet to fly them to safety. We found out who that anonymous donor was. It's country star Kenny Chesney."
And wow.
I bet they're not the only ones.
Probably not.
You know what I mean? If he did it once, I bet he did it
multiple times
to help people get off the islands and to places in the United States where they had family they could be with.
Good on you, Kenny.
Okay, so this is a tough one. Montgomery Gentry has released their new song called "Better Me." It features Troy Gentry on lead vocals, and it's one of the final songs he did with Eddie Montgomery. They had been recording music for a new album before he passed away suddenly in a helicopter accident. That this album will eventually be released, but not for a little while.
Right.
In the meantime, you can hear "Better Me" right here in just a minute. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Good morning. Coming up, free money on the way and cash and concerts as well. First, though, it's tough to play, but we want to hear some new music from Montgomery Gentry after the passing of Troy Gentry. This is called "Better Me," featuring Troy on lead vocals. And it's new first on Kix 76.9.
I'm getting older, finding myself and God, getting a little bit closer and sober. I'm a little less reckless, a little less wild card. Breaking hearts kind of senseless. Yeah, I'm coming around. I might cursify, tell a few lies, break a few rules, making promises I can't keep. But I've turned the page on wilder days. I'm writing all this down, hoping you'll see. I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I'm working on a better. Say I'm sorry. Sometimes it's the hardest part to tell somebody, but baby, I'm sorry. Yet I've been praying. Coming from me, that might sound a little bit crazy, but I swear I'm changing. a better me.
New music first from Montgomery Gentry. And Troy Gentry on lead. Better Me, new music first on Kix 96.9.